We have spoken to you before about the power of your focus. And this is a particularly strong time to remember how powerful your focus can be. We are seeing the polarities, of course, at work here. And the dark ones now are dancing hard, which is a sad thing, but it is true. But we are going to remind you of something you already know. While there is someone killing on this end, there is someone saving life on this end. While there is someone screaming on this end, there is someone gently talking and moving on this end. So even when you see the polarity over here, do not forget that things are happening on the other polarity as well. There is someone being abusive. There is someone being loving. And unfortunately, the media does not present that to you. So there is no way for you to electronically look at what is on the other end. But we want you to think of every mother holding a child, of every father standing by a child and encouraging, of every teacher who still cares about the children, being there for the children. And do not worry about what is the majority, because in the end of all of this, the light is always the majority. You simply have to walk through these darkened passages to get to the place where it is the light that reigns again. And the light is always stronger, but the light cannot cancel out the part of the cycle that is being worked out now in the darkness. There's another thing we'd like to speak to you about, and that is what we call mental stockpiling. There is so much going on in all of our lives, and much like the polarities, some of what is going on is going to be more frightening to you. Some is not. Some is encouraging and hopeful and pulling you ahead. And so what we would like to encourage you to do is do not think of all of your problems at the same time. It is so easy when there is any kind of challenge in the darkness. It is easy to go to that. And when you do, darkness attracts this kind of thinking. So you do not think of one thing that is wrong in your life. You think of 10 things that are wrong in your life that need to be changed, and you can't, all of that, particularly when it involves helplessness. Do not allow yourself to pile up the things that are dark. It is not good for your emotional well-being. It is easy to do, and we have all done it, but it is not a good thing for you to do. Now, we want you to practice on the other side. And of course, what is helpful with this is gratitude. So here is the other side of the polarity. And here you are, alive and well, with many good things in your life. So do allow yourself to pile those up, because that is quite good for your emotional health. We are not saying that you do not have any worries or that you do not have concerns, but we are saying that for the well-being of your emotional systems, do not pile them up. Do not make the stack so high that you forget that there is another stack and that that stack is full of light. So in these times, it is extra practice, shall we say, to do this because of all the things that are going on. But it is extremely important that you make this a discipline. When there is this going on, you say, or there are worries in your life, because there will always be worries in your life. You are human and you are on the earth. No one is going to be free of concerns. But to make them the primary thing, or the thing that has all of the weight, this is a very bad idea. We know we have heard among you that there are some who say, that is just you being in denial. It is not. It is you being conscious. It is you saying, when I think of this, it is good for me. When I think of this, I have joy. When I think of this, I feel full of light. So there is even in your gospel a scripture that says, whatsoever is good, whatsoever is kind, whatsoever is thoughtful, think on these things. It was a prescription for mental health. It is a prescription for mental health. Think on the things that are full of light, for which you have gratitude. Think on the things, even the things that work in your life. For everything you encounter that does not work, there are all of these things that work beautifully. So you do want to think about that. And in your thoughts, that is part of the balance that you can hold in these times which are rough. So much has risen. So you do not want to get that all over your thoughts all the time. The other thing too that we believe is incredibly important is to understand that worries and even the darkness that is around you does not have power over you. It does not have power over who you are, does not have power over your identity. That is sacred. That is a gift of the universe and cannot be taken from you unless you allow it to go away from you or to be given away. And when we look at worry, a thing to be especially careful about is that you are not giving your central self away to worry. And you are not making whatever you are worried about more important than you are, because it is not. Whatever you are worried about is transient. You have a spirit that is eternal. So we do not want to accidentally give away the best part of ourselves. So that is the counsel we have for you in this time ahead. There will be a bit more, and then there will be a bit of calm. But these eruptions have been underneath for a long time, and now they are showing themselves, and we are going to light them away. So in this teaching, as in all teachings of light, may you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel a warm rain falling, and let that rain wash away the world and all that is happening in the world. And feel that rain come inside your body and wash anything that might have gotten caught in your body, in any of the chakra systems. Let the rain wash away any limitation or upset, anything that might be holding you back. Fill with the purple of the high self. And as it fills your body and your energy body, remember who you really are. Move your attention into your heart center and let yourself look at this beautiful place you have made for yourself to rest, to restore, to learn. See what is growing and the beauty and the richness that you carry inside of you. Go to a place where there's water and drink the water. And refresh your spirit. Now see that a path is illuminated in your heart center and you are drawn to it. You move to it. You step on the path. And the path takes you. No effort, no trying. Feel the air around you full of all the blessings that the universe wants you to have. And feel the energy of blessing comes up through your feet and fills your body. And move upward. Until you come to the place that frees you from your fears. Know that all the energy here that enters you, in you, and around you is designed to take away even the deepest of your fears so that you no longer carry them with you. Release. And see that a symbol appears in this place. Now begin to move upward again. And come to a place of healing. And all of the energy of this place is designed to go into your field and into your body and heal anything that needs to heal so that you can continue to grow. And find a symbol of healing. And move upward until you come to the place of the gift. Resting the mind, know the gift. Now turn and begin to come back down the path, opening to the blessings in the air above you, pulling in the blessings beneath you, all on the sacred path. Feel and know that you are loved. When you are in your heart center again, begin to breathe, to fill, and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.